I was reading about how India, to try to do something about a social problem it's had for, I would probably say, a couple of hundred years, is trying to put a new law into its books that will do something about where traditionally families, especially the poorer families, put much, much more value over the sons in the family as opposed to the girls, the daughters in the family. And I want to ask you your opinion on that.
Well, it's going to be a situation that we now see in India where there's just fewer and fewer women, and so who are the men going to marry? And so you have men that have a whole that were looking at life of having no female contact at all. I mean, no relationships, completely void, and then that is worse situation for them because they cannot get married and much less have any more children. So the consequence of this is now, and there's many consequences for this, and one of them is the numerous rape situations that have occurred and will be occurring repeatedly and getting worse, if anything, because that's their only chance to have, I guess, sex, if you call it.
A friend of mine told me an interesting anecdote about that. And he said that he was talking to his friend, who's an Indian, and he was saying that in India, generally, because they can be quite parochial in so many ways, that one very parochial attitude is in education, where boys and girls are raised to high school age completely separated from each other. So boys go to boys' school and girls go to girls' school. And apparently, at least according to my friend's friend, most boys' first sexual experience is homosexual. And apparently that's kind of taken for granted. It's not that they are homosexual. It's that they're randy. They're all talking about girls. And they're all talking about humping. And, a bunch of guys just like it starts to get into their heads. And here we are. May as well take advantage of it. No girls in the room. And I'm horny. If you don't mind, I don't mind. And I was kind of thinking first, like, ew. And not because I'm anti-gay or anything like that, because you know me. I completely am not. But the whole situation that you are forced in, because of your hormones going nuts, into a sexual situation that you probably might regret later on. And I mean that in a complete way. Just the same way that a homosexual boy shouldn't be forced into a heterosexual situation because of societal pressures, a heterosexual boy being forced into a homosexual situation is just as abhorrent.
There has been a lot of discussions about the value of this type of schooling. Well, the girls will say that the girls are not pressured to make themselves up and to be sexual objects, and they are able to find themselves as women and blah, blah, blah. Now, there is some argument to that where they might have some classes that are separated. But there's a lot in every single country, you have the same trend where women are avoiding science and math classes.
STEM.
Yeah.
Science, technology,
Technology,
engineering,
engineering,
mathematics.
mathematics, yeah. And you have to say, where is this coming from? And I'm not sure if parochial classes where it's just only women studying would be a solution to solving that problem, but it would be interesting to see exactly what is the value of these type of classes. But the one of the consequences, one
sorry,
of the
you're talking about STEM
consequences.
classes? You're talking about
No, I'm talking
value?
about parochial classes.
Okay,
Yeah.
separated,
Yeah,
separate
separate,
classes. Okay.
So, but I mean, at the end of the day, that the one awful consequence of these classes, I mean, these type of education, is that they cannot interact. They do not know how to interact with the opposite sex.